Hello out there. We're about ready to begin our program.
Are you ready for showtime? I can't hear you. Are you ready for showtime?
We're going to capture these blue scientists, these 18th degree black belts, blue savant idiots, man, in their most feral, dangerous, and wild state.
Most places around the United States, you won't hear much blues played on the radio.
All right, how y'all feel? You feeling all right?
Well, the blues are saying, always been here. Always will.
Keep that going! And we welcome the legendary Mississippi Zach, the godfather of the blues.
Hit me with the blues now.
Hey, y'all, it's 10 o'clock blues time. Once again, my name is Stumpy, and I'm super duper glad that you are tuned in tonight, and I hope you can stay with me for a little bit longer. We've got a couple hours to go on this here program. Eddie the Chief Clearwater passed away late last week, and we feel awful about that because he was a longtime favorite of mine, so we're going to be doing three from Eddie the Chief Clearwater. Also in this first hour of the show, Too Slim and the Tail Draggers, we'll hear from Sue Foley, Wee Willie Walker, and we're going to open our show with an Aussie. Her name is Kara Granger, and her new album is called Living With Your Ghost. It's produced by Anders Osborne. Now, Kara has moved to the States, but she lives in L.A. Anders, of course, is a Swede, and he moved to New Orleans. So I'm not sure exactly where they met up to produce this album, but it's called Living With Your Ghost, and here is a song they both wrote together. It's funky, it's groovy, and it's about a train. You literally cannot go wrong with a song with those three parameters. It's called Groove Train. Kara Granger, as we open tonight's edition of the 10 o'clock blues.
You
but he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times when I thought I couldn't last alone. Now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been a long time coming, but I know.
Ten O'Clock Blues and the Claudettes. That is the instrumental Dance Scandal at the Gymnasium. That is the title to their latest recording on Yellow Dog Records. It just performed in Sioux Falls about a couple weeks ago and opening up a local band Ghost Cat for that show. The Claudettes, Dance Scandal at the Gymnasium. That's Johnny Iguana on piano. Wheel Willie Walker doing Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. That's from the Notodden Blues Festival over in Norway, I believe, or Finland, one of the two. Geneva Magnus, there it is, and Kara Granger opening our show tonight with Groove Train. That's a song that she wrote with Hundreds Osborne, and it's on her new Living With Your Ghost album. Hey, I am Stumpy Steve Smith. Still ahead tonight, we've got a tribute to the Chief, Eddie the Chief Clearwater. We'll hear three in a row coming up before the end of the hour from him. Now, though, it's Sue Foley duetting here with Charlie Sexton in a song called Come to Me. This is from Sue's most recent recording, The Ice Queen. And it's next here on the 10 o'clock blues.
Thank you.
10 O'Clock Blues, Too Slim and the Tail Draggers with Time Has Come Today from High Desert Heat. Shannon McNally, Roll Away the Stone, and we began that set with a duet, Sue Foley, Charlie Sexton, mostly Sue Foley, just a little bit of a fill-in from Charlie Sexton. Come to Me, that's from Sue's The Ice Queen, an album she recorded down in Austin with a lot of folks that she grew up kind of, what's the opposite of mentoring when you're mentored? Mentors. Folks that were her mentors at the time when she moved down from Canada. Anyway, we've got three from Eddie the Chief Clearwater coming up here real shortly. As we get into the next hour, we'll hear from Mike Zito's latest album and Rye Cooter's latest album, too. Now, though, it's Dana Fuchs. Love Lives On is the name of her most recent album, and here's a song from it. It's an Otis Redding cover called Ain't Nobody's Fault But Mine. It's next on the 10 O'Clock Blues.
Be Thank you. heartaches and pain. The woman that I'm loving, people, she give me heartaches and pain. She don't love me. When she going out with another man,
Ten O'Clock Blues, new Chicago blues from Lurie Bell and the Bell Dynasty. It's from a brand new album. It's a tribute to their father, Cary Bell. That's Lurie Bell on guitar and vocals, Tyson Bell on bass, Steve Bell on harp, and James Bell on drums. And they all at one point played with Cary Bell back in the day. Of course, Cary Bell, the great harmonica player who passed away. Oh, I'm not sure exactly what year that was, but it wasn't super long ago. Anyway, Lurie Bell and the Bell Dynasty. It's a tribute to Cary Bell. Charlie Musselwhite, Billy Branch, both in on the album as guest stars. It's called Tribute to Cary Bell. Before that, we heard from J.B. Hutto, kind of keeping things in Chicago with a classic, When I Get Drunk. Also, Dana Fuchs doing an Otis Redding song, Ain't Nobody's Fault But Mine. Speaking of the Windy City, they lost a great one. Actually, Skokie, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago, lost a great one. Eddie the Chief Clearwater, he came up to Chicago in the Great Migration from Mississippi back in the 1950s, hung out with cats like Magic Sam and Otis Rush, learned a lot from them, toured in Europe a lot. And was just a great singer, great songwriter, and a great left-handed guitarist. He passed away from heart failure on June 1st in his home. So we're going to honor him and his memory with three from him. This is called Bad Dream. It's Eddie the Chief Clearwater on the 10 O'Clock Blues.
It was a dream, it was a dream. I woke up screaming and crying. I was so scared I don't know what to do. I woke up screaming and crying. So scared I didn't know what to do. If this dream ever comes true,
for old Chicago.
This is Siouxland Public Media, KWYT Sioux City 90.3 and KOJI Okoboji 90.7, broadcasting from the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College. Rest in peace, Eddie the Chief Clearwater, a mean mamma jamma. He came from Mississippi, not Alabama, but Mississippi doesn't rhyme with mamma jamma, so there you go. The great Eddie the Chief Clearwater passed away on June 1st. On to the second half of the show, and it's a pretty good one. We'll hear from the band Grand Marquis from right down the road in Kansas City, Missouri. Also, we'll hear from Little Boys Blue. That's a good new album from a young band. And we're going to open hour two with Mr. Mike Zito from his very latest. This one is called First Class Life. It's the title cut from his new album. Mike Zito, as we head into hour two of the 10 o'clock blues.